Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cass. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want it.
Well, good evening out there. It is Mindful Monday, another week. I want to say hello and welcome in. You know, we're going to start off our week with a Stefan. She's going to come in. She's going to navigate us through the planets. You know, she is the lady that has the energy in her hand that's going to heal this land. And then we'll have Miss Tiffany with an I see it, I do it, I change it, and I complete it. Come on and wrap us up. But before we get going, want you to be mindful of this. Always resolve to be the sun. No matter what darkness you might face or whatever negativity may arise. And keep in mind that winter always turns into spring. We was hot, 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 hot last week, and we are cooling down. We go up and down. Life is like a wave. Just be able to ride it. But no matter which direction it goes in, always resolve to be the sun. Play you a little bit of this, and then we'll get ready to bring you some information.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide. Don't have to worry, oh baby.
just wanted to play that for you because as they were speaking about nothing can keep me from getting away from you. You know, the planets and the stars up there, when they line up there, they're for a reason. They're there for a reason. And we have with us our pilot navigating through the planets today, Stefan. She's going to come on weekly, and she's going to give us some information on the weekly horoscope. Stefan, are you on the air with us this evening?
Hello, beautiful soul. This is Stefan coming to bring you your weekly horoscope and planetary placement for the week of April 11th through the 18th, 2022. Right off the bat, energy in the week in the sky is fiery. On Monday, the 11th, we are in Aries season. So the sun is in Aries and the moon is in the sign of Leo, creating a lot of fast-paced, busy movement and attraction. The key phrase for this week is, it's your time to shine. Tuesday, we have a remarkable, rare occurrence with Jupiter and Neptune coupling up and holding hands. This only happens every 13 years, but hold on, because Jupiter and Neptune are both in the sign of Pisces. The last time these two planets were coupled in the sign of Pisces was in 1856, and the next time they meet in Pisces will be in 2188. So it's safe to say we are blessed to experience this rare celestial occurrence. The energy of Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces can bring us creativity for love and music and poetry, experiencing dreams, understanding truths of oneself and others on a broader and deeper level, and activate spiritual awakening. Don't forget that Jupiter is the planet of luck and expansion. So you could be receiving new and exciting opportunities to expand your career, and you could find your bank account growing out of nowhere. My key phrase for Jupiter and Neptune in the sign of Pisces is, once in a lifetime is here. Be clear about what you want and get ready. We also have the moon entering the sign of Virgo on Tuesday afternoon, making sure we are dotting our I's and crossing our T's. The sun and Saturn will be in a harmonious sextile, which will ground us and make sure we aren't too drunk with bliss and living in a fantasy land. Remember to have compassion for ourselves and our neighbors. On Wednesday, the moon in sensible, practical Virgo will be in supreme harmony with Uranus in Taurus, giving us the desire to want to think differently on how we approach our work-related routines. Work smarter, not harder. On Thursday afternoon, the moon will transition to sensible Libra, bringing peace, harmony, and balance. Thursday night, Mars moves from futuristic techie Aquarius into charitable Pisces, where it will be hanging out for the next 6 weeks, motivating us to volunteer and be of service. Friday evening with the moon in Libra will be a great time for socializing, going to dinner, and hanging out with friends. You've had a structured work week, so now it's time to play. Saturday, we have a full moon in Libra peaking at 11:56 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Full moons can bring challenges to relationships, illuminating everything that is hidden. Grab a box of tissues. It may be an emotional time. Anything that does not serve you. Saturday evening, the moon enters the deep waters of the sign of Scorpio. Libra wants everyone to be happy, and Scorpio wants privacy and to be left alone. This is the time to dig deep and reflect on your emotions. Shadow work will be at the forefront. Sunday, the moon continues in the sign of Scorpio. Communicating Mercury in the sign of Taurus will be in harmony with creative, loving Venus, which will give us a great day for romance and expressing our deep feelings to one another. Mercury will also align with Uranus, which happens once a year. We can receive exciting new information and messages or be active on social media. Mercury will also be in harmony with pleasure-seeking Venus, which can create opportunities for online dating, quick hookups, and one-night stands. We will also have a lot of creative, innovative ideas that can be life-changing. I hope you have enjoyed this week's forecast. See you next Moon Day, and get ready for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off!
Yay, everybody out there, our pilot, our navigation through the planets has spoken. She gave you the information. I hope that you were writing it down. Those things are real out there. So, you know, I'm just going to play a little bit of this, because if you pay attention and find out more about yourself, you will understand how the planets and how the stars are up there, how to conduct, what to look out for, and most of all, you'll find out why am I acting the way that I'm acting. That was Stefan, the woman of energy in her hand to heal the land. That is our pilot, and she'll be back weekly with us, giving us some information, so go buy your journals before we bring Miss Tiffany, what I see it, I do it, I connect it, and I complete it. Come on, I'm just going to play a little bit of this, because if you pay attention to what you're being told and write it down, you're going to be sounding like Alicia. I just wanted to play that. Now, you might not have anybody looking in your eyes or you looking in anybody else's eyes, but when you get up every morning, you say those positive affirmations. get on route. Remember our pilot, Stefan, so that we can navigate through the planets and the stars. They're up there for a reason. And on that note, we're going to bring Miss Tiffany with an I see it, I control it, I do it, and I get the job done. On with us. Tiffany, are you with us on the air?
Yes, I am. How are you, Linda?
I am wonderful, and you know that you just hear our pilot and how she was navigating us through this week. Isn't that some wonderful information? We're getting ready. She said 7, 8, 9, 10, or she went it backwards and she said blast off. So I know you got your seatbelt on. I have two on over here because, you know, that moon is in Leo today and I've been flying. Okay, so I'm just going to give it to you. Thank you for taking out time. Talk to us today. What do you want us to be mindful of?
That was a great segment, and that's great to start off the Monday with being mindful of what's going on energetically, because that really matters. And if you understand that or know that, then you can navigate accordingly or capture the energy to do certain things. Like if you want to start a creative project, you know what day to do that on, you know when they're going to, you know, their challenges that might come up, then you know how to deal with them. So I think it's really great that, you know, she came on to tell us all, you know, what's coming up in the week ahead. I think it was wonderful.
Yes, well, that's
so
our,
that is something
our,
to be mindful
of. I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. That is something to be mindful of.
Yes, it is. Because, you know, they're not up there for a reason. Now, I will share with everyone now, she knows what she's doing, but there's persons, and when you know what makes you do what you've been doing, you know about you, you understand how to deal with yourself better and therefore deal with others. And that it's always wise, you know, to have all of that charted out for you. You know, just like she's telling us, a lot of information there, but you want to go to Stefan to get it done. That's all I can say, because once you understand why you do the stuff you do, oh, you're going to move and you're going to connect in much, much better, and you'll be able to help more people while you're helping yourself. It's a wonderful thing. We're so fortunate to have her. I really appreciate that. That's education. Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would say that. And some people, you know, offer charts to so that you can find out about yourself and your planetary placements and all those. That is important too, because once you find out exactly what that means, then you can fulfill your purpose. Then you're like, oh, this makes sense while I'm so emotional, or I've got this percentage in my chart. You know what I mean? It's just a guide, but it guides you and gets you to know and understand who you are, and then you can go and be the creative person that you're meant to be, right? We have a creator, and there's creation that happens every single day. I believe in certain things, and I believe in getting information that assists you in making educated decisions. And sometimes just knowing, like, what sign a person is, you can, you know, see, kind of know how you're going to interact with them. You know what I mean? Not to say that it's not that is the general rule for everybody, but it's just general information so that you know, oh, okay, I'm dealing with this sign, and they could be, if they're in Aries, they could be fiery, and they can, you know, be quick to move. And that's just general information. That doesn't mean that person is going to be, you know, like that all the time, but that's just like one of the characteristics of a person that might carry the sign of Aries, or, you know, another sign that represents something else. So I think it's very good information.
excellent information as to best education one could have. And like, you know, you say general, all of the 12, what sign are you, this and that, and that is like general. But when you can tap into how those stars are aligning and what's moving out there, and that Mercury and Venus is coming together, and all, when you can tune into that, that's going to help you also deal with that person. No matter how, if they're fiery, sluggish, or whatever, because it really stems from you. You're on top of it. It's a great thing mm-hmm. to have. She's a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, powerful spirit, okay? And we're calling her our pilot because she's navigating us through these planets and stars. I love it. I love it. So hopefully, and she will come back. We're working on to give like a lengthy section, you know, a session, you know, start getting into the teaching part of it that will go into more and more because it's so much, okay? And she takes her time and she's not, you know, you can flip a page and look at, oh, your horoscope for the day, say don't go out the door. That is not deep enough, okay? But when you have a skilled physician working on your illness, and I call it an illness because you're ill until you find out that information, then you know that the job is going to get done. Wouldn't you say? She's a skilled physician.
Mm-hmm. I think it's, like I say, it's very positive. I look at it in a very positive sense. I am, you know, I know about a lot of different philosophies, religions, and all, but I use everything as a tool to navigate through this life because you need it, you know. There are certain philosophies or religions that call out to the ancestors and believe that the ancestors are there to help us as we walk this life because we haven't been here sometimes as long as our ancestors. They've been, they've walked, they know. So you tap into, you know, your ancestors to get in your prayers and meditation to get answers and guidance from them. And it's really important. And some of the things that they used to do guided by the planets is how they figured things out. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have computers. They didn't have any of this that we have today. But those things that they had in the universe to guide them made it easier.
Yes. Yes. Yes, and it's very, very important. So how fortunate we are to have someone to come on and join us and share and care enough to put it out there. And that, I say, is a skill position. You know, you got a lot of physicians out there, but they're not all skilled. She's skilled, and that's the most important thing because, you know, we have to have the best of the best because we consider our mm-hmm. family with waking up with Linda Mac Shan, they have to have the best information out there. All facts is factual, not what we heard, what we think, what. It doesn't go that way. So I am so glad that you could come on and we have the pleasure of having her with us and to, you know, start our week off right. You know, you always like Monday. You say Monday is your day, even though we
I
say
love
work
Monday.
Shouldn't start. Yes, yes. Work shouldn't start till Tuesday. We want to work on Tuesday. Did you say Tuesday to Thursday or Tuesday to Friday? Okay. But Monday
right.
Is kickoff. You know, that's going to set everything. That sets it. So what fortune we have to have Stefan with us. I'm so excited over here. I'm just, yeah. Yeah, she's a skilled physician. That's all I have to say. And that is our pilot. Mm-hmm. See, what was
yeah.
she counting down? Mm-hmm. 8, 9, 7, 6, blast off, and yeah, if you
right.
stick with it, you're going to be flying high, okay? That's all
right.
I have to say.
Here is where you get a lot of information. You know, Stephanie comes on Tuesdays, and she talks about meditation, the crystals, the salts, the oils, and all these things are very, very important. Yes, it's alternative, but it's also a way to understand what's going on, take care of yourself, and be the best that you can. Some people are still trying to figure out what to do. And here are the tools, and you give people the tools to be able to do that. I was talking to a lady over the weekend, and it was her birthday, and I just met her, and she was on my show. So I was like, oh, great. So I called to wish her happy birthday, And, you know, she's still trying to find her way a little bit in what she does. And I think it's very important that people have tools and knowledge to be able to get through and navigate what is unknown to them. Mm-hmm. And it's really great to see an awakening also at the same time. People who have known these things and haven't really, you know, brought them to the attention of others. But as we awaken, we're sharing this information. And it's very helpful. It really, really is. I mean, I do the salt baths. I was on one of Stephanie's shows, and I was trying to write down as fast as she was saying it. But it was so much information. I was like, well, maybe I have to come back another day and really, and then get some more information. But even the stuff that she mentions with the salt baths and the crystals and the heart center, and she talks about the chakras and all that. I mean, I've done a number of things like that too, and it really helps put everything in perspective. As we are all, everything is energy, right? And they say the universe is energy, and everything. We are energetic beings, and so everything aligns at the time it's supposed to align. So there are no coincidences, as they say. It's just that when everything lines up, all the things that you want, you know, maybe you might not be ready to receive $1 million today, but if you get ready, you can receive it, you know, when your thoughts align to it and your bank account is open enough to receive it, and the person who's going to give it to you or the source that is going to give it to you can give it to you, because everything is aligned. So, which is a beautiful thing. But I really love, you know, coming on your talk show and just being able to talk about these things, because in other platforms I don't talk as freely as I talk here. I do believe in freedom of speech and liberty and all that, but here's where I can come and really be myself. There's a different audience here, and I've always said that it's very unique, that the audience here is very special. Very special and very unique. Although I can't see them, I can feel them. And they're very unique and very, very special. And I know that's why you want to give the best to them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're special and they're shy. But since we are a cosmos in the universe and we all move energy, you don't have to see it. If you feel it, you already know. But what you have to do is always be there for them, okay? Always be there for them. And that's why we do what we do. I think April 20th will be, this would be 2 years straight in pandemic event. Remember, because pandemic hit, and I says, oh, my goodness, I got to go. And this is where it's been. So what I've done out there is I've put out a call, and I will continue to put it out, because we want call-ins and we want information on what have we done for you. You hear where I'm going with that? Because we touched a lot of topics and touched a lot of people and have saved them from jumping off that bridge. And that's the most important thing. That we might, they just might be ready to take that step. And we say, oh, no, 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 you're not out here by yourself. We're all going through this together. We're going to stick it. People say, let's go have tea. I say, no, we don't sit down and sip tea. We serve the sugar, okay? In the most positive, informative way that we possibly can. It's like everything is going on. So you come on Mondays. Stephanie comes on when she gets through breaking down the chakras and having you snore on the yoga mat. Don't relax with her. She meditates you out. And I don't get on that mat, Tiffany, because I'll be snoring. And then you, Gloria, when she's in town, she comes in, she'll have you running to the market getting strawberries, blueberries, making up the blends and all of that stuff. And then on Friday, you know, we kind of like kick it late, and a lot of times, depending on the events, we'll have political, you know, if there's an election coming up, we try to bring the information on that, or people that are involved in that, or some of the candidates, if we're not getting on there talking ourselves. We've been doing pretty good because I'm not on that ballot this year, but I'll probably get back on it next year, okay? It just depends on where where I'm guided. You know, if it's something that I need, but I appreciate it. I appreciate each and every one of you, you know, because it takes time. You know, when people take out time of their busy schedules, you have to prepare. Nobody gets on here that's digging in their ear. They're all skilled with what they do. And it's just the format is set up for relaxation. That's what I want to hear. Linda, I can come on and be myself. Yes, you can. You certainly can. I want you to relax down. Well, what questions are you going to ask me? I'm not asking you any. I don't interview that way. Because that's not, if I wanted to be CNN, I'd be CNN, okay? We're not CNN. We're willing to end with education, information. We're sharing and recurring. And it's a two-day. It's a 2-4. It's a swinging door. And we want you to come in and do whatever you have to do. It's opportunity. It's a need. And I have to, it helps me stay balanced so that I can keep others balanced. And the more I'm balanced, the more I seek out persons such as the pilot, because when you have a toothache, you don't go to a foot doctor, okay? You go to a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are getting ready to elevate and you need proper directives and you want someone that's skilled in what they do, and if you've been around and you've experienced, and, you know, which all of us have, you recognize it when you see it, or you recognize it when you hear it. And that's the most important thing. Same with you. You're very shy, but I just love it when you come on. Your platform is totally different here, but you can come on and be Tiffany. We know more about Tiffany. We know that Tiffany went to the market and she didn't like the price of those eggs. Okay, and that's what we want to hear, because that's everyday stuff.
Like, I'm sure it was somebody else that didn't like it either. I was like, is it just me that I'm like trying to figure out, like, eggs, $2 more for eggs, you know, and which I do understand. I understand the whole food and supply chain and politically what's happening and what's occurring, and I do share those things with you. And I know, because today is the 11th, and you know, June 7th is coming up as I'm talking about politics, and now, you know, we've got some good candidates coming out, and we have to do our research and our homework, because June 7th will be here quicker than we know it, and you want to go in that ballot booth prepared. I mean, you know, so there's some great people out there. There are more people that are running for something than not. You know, there are a lot of positions that have opened, and, you know, there are a lot of candidates. A lot, you know, not everybody's going to make it through the primary. But those that are going to make it through the primary are the ones that you're going to have to look at more to see if these people represent what you want. You know, are they going to are they going to do the job to ensure that these are the things that I'm looking for? Can they do that? And that's where it is, you know. If somebody's not doing the job, then they don't need to stay there.
That's correct.
You know, Congress and all these positions were literally created for people to come from the community because they found out that the community had needs, and go to Congress for 2 years, work it out with the government, and then come back to the community in which they lived to change what was not making them happy. So that's really where you should be, the 2-year term, however, you know, long you stay. I mean, I personally wouldn't want to stay any longer than I would want to. Like, I'm not a career politician. I've got other things to do. So it's like, you know, my 2 years, maybe 4 years, but I'm not that type of person with the mindset to stay there for a long time and make it a career. Although I do understand the perks of being a politician. There are several perks to being a politician. And I know that's what makes some people stay longer than others. But in order to change with the times, the people have to change. So if someone's not doing their job and everybody's disgruntled, then you vote to get the person that is going to represent you correctly in there.
Yes.
That's what you can do. And you talk about the voice. I think you talked about your voice being very strong the other time, I think last week. And it's very, very true. We have to use our voice. But, you know, be educated. Know what you want. Research and see who's out there that's talking about what you want. And then vote accordingly.
Right. It's like you must speak out. You must speak out because when it's time to vote, I tell them your voice is your vote or your vote is your voice, either way you want to look at it. But when we stop speaking, all things end, all right? And then you must continue to speak up on things that matter. And your matter might not be the same as that other matter, but they are still things that matter. So everybody needs to be screaming out there, okay, and screaming together.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't speak on it, then it's going to go away, and that cannot happen. And I'm going to flash back on what you stated about, you know, nature, as I spoke with Stefan on that, as you're right. We didn't have calendars. We dealt with nature. We dealt with the earth, okay? And right now we see the earth is kind of upset out here. Last week we was burning up. This week I was putting on the shawl, but I'm not complaining about it. We just have to make more room to keep both sets of clothes out. Okay, you can't put your sweaters up because you might need it tomorrow. And when I'm speaking of that to say, because the weather is changeable like it is, we have to do double duty because our systems are not used to it. So whatever we're doing or anyone's doing out there, continue with the herbs, continue with the teas, continue to do whatever you're doing because the body is not adjusting. The pollen is high out there. It's a lot of things going on. So that is why we say wake up and not just get off the bed and stomp on the floor. That means move the blood cells through that brain. You must move the blood. You must think. You must stay woke, be aware, be observant, and most of the time continue to stay safe. And on that note, Tiffany, with an eye, you know we go short and sweet on Monday. But this has been an exciting Monday. I'm so glad we had the pilot on with us. Oh, we're going to have to keep that runway clean so she can slide on in here and do that countdown and blast us off. I just loved it. It's just another collaborative thing. It's education because, you know, we're about community education and collaboration here. And everyone that's here is on the same mindset. And that's a beautiful thing. That's what makes me smile, okay? So I guess you can say good organizing skills, good throwing chairs, screaming, yelling, whatever, is finally paying off, okay? Because I've been doing this a long time. People say, I said, no, waking up when Linda McShann started back in 2013, then I had to go to school and get some more education and get some higher academics. So, you know, but I never stopped doing it. But when the pandemic came, I said, I have to get busy again. So I'm back. I'm here for everyone. We are here to care and share. And anyone that has any questions, information, we'd like to have you give us a call at 323-769-5879. Again, that number is 323-769-5879 with your suggestions, with your questions. We don't look at too many complaints because that's form of negativity to us. But, you know, you can say it, but I don't know if we'll feed into it. But, you know, just do whatever makes you happy. The number again is 323-769-5879. And on that note, Tiffany, would not give us that word to carry us till Find It Out Friday. And we're going to close it out.
You know, it's hard today to come behind Stefan, who's giving you so much information, but you know, I always say, and I will continue to talk about self-care, take care of yourself. It's the beginning of the week. And you take care of yourself, you can take care of other people.
And on that note, I'm going to close it out. Keep in mind, Mindful Monday, when you light a candle for others, it brightens your path. We love you, Tiffany with an I, and we'll be talking with you soon. Have a great evening, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.